a good day for Brendan Boyce, Patsy. A good time from 353.32 in China to finish 17th, 9th of the European athletes. But it's a significant result for him, so it is.
Yes, indeed it is. You know, and it's as you say, 353.33, finishing 17th in a global event. And that in itself is serious. But to put it all into perspective, you know, he's about 5 minutes down on his Donegal record and his best PB ever, which ran around 48. So I did say on Highland Radio a number of weeks ago that we could maybe expect something like this, that, you know, he'd just be a wee bit off his PB, because let's roll back a few months to the World Championships in London, where, you know, he got injured a couple of weeks prior and he had massive training done for that, and I would suggest he was on for a really big performance there, but got injured in the week prior and we had to pull him out on that occasion. So he then took a break. He raced in China, all right, but then he took a break. At that time, he raced in China, and then he took a break and went touring the world, took an opportunity to have some time for himself and his girlfriend. And then he's just back, really, about a few months now. And for a 50K walker, you know, it's going to take time to build through the miles. You're going to take through all of that. And all this is about being at his very best in 3 months' time when he gets to Berlin, because obviously you can't turn out 50K walks every day of the week. And so his big target for the year, his focus for the year, is obviously and absolutely Berlin in August, and that's where he's headed to perform. And, you know, in a European context, and that is a European championship in Berlin, you would anticipate that he'd be looking and be thinking and talking about a medal, focusing on getting a medal. He's never got a medal at European level or world level other than a team's medal. So he finished fourth in Pontevedra last year of the Europeans in the European World and the European Cup. So he's there or thereabouts. So it's just he needs now to build towards that. And you know, it's just another story which is very relative to where he's at in this world. He came back and trained. Trained, of course, at home, and trained in Cork, and then he headed to Ifan, a place in Morocco, in the hills in Morocco, and he spent 4 to 5 weeks in training there at altitude. And just to paint the picture on that, you know, in terms of the determination and the focus of Brendan Boyce, he was there all right. There was a fellow there with him for a week or so, a middle distance runner that kept him company for a week, but he was on his own for about 3 to 4 weeks training for this event, and indeed beyond, for Berlin, in Ifan. He had a local fella who did a bit of massage on him. But it's a serious, serious commitment for a young fella like that. And I just want to underline the effort and the commitment and the determination that accompanies this young man as he continues to be one of our best ever sports people out of Donegal, you know. And just to encourage him, and to say, you know, to everybody, to encourage him as much as they can, because there has to be so many lonely days.
Yeah, because a lot of that stems from disappointments too, Patsy, which has happened in him in recent years. So it has.
Exactly, and that disappointment in you know, the World Championships, you know, his family and all booked to see him and travelled to see him, and, you know, he wasn't able to compete. And that was a tough decision for me too, as well, because, I mean, obviously, you know, he's a local lad, and but no, it wasn't going to make any sense for him to compete in London. So it was very disappointed. And I was so privileged to be with him in Pontevedra when, in the Czech Republic, when he finished fourth, and he was in a medal position for so long. And I remember coming back very excited to Highland Radio. So now he's, look, that's a good performance. Yeah. That's where we began the interview, Oisin, and that's a good, solid performance. And he can build that gap to where he needs to be, and he does need to be in and around a 3:47, 3:48 for 50K to grab a medal. So, and other statistics, it's the sixth fastest today. His performance today is the sixth fastest ever by an Irish athlete. But I mean, that's just a statistic, and it's not going to keep him awake at night. But basically, that's where he's at. So yeah. Good performance, well done, and you know, he's come back very strong. And you know, when he took off and went on holidays, I thought to myself, we had many conversations, and I thought, I wonder how will this work now when he comes back. But please God and thank God, it's has worked extremely well, and he's as determined and as focused as ever. So the message is very positive.